We lived in a little log cabin with his mother, who was left a widow. And we could look out at the living room window and see this old tree up in the meadow. It had been mistreated for years, and stock had eaten it and rubbed around it and had destroyed it quite a lot. The lower branches were eaten off, but there is still a lot of it still standing, and now there have been a pile of rocks put up all around the tree to protect it. And the stock can't reach over this pile of rock now to reach its branches. Mm-hmm. And there is still life in the tree. I just wonder how old it is and how much longer it will stand.
Now that tree, why did they call it the Surrender Tree?
Because the Meeker women, as I understand it, it was Mrs. Meeker and her daughter from the Meeker Massacre were taken over there as punishment. Instead of killing them, they took them from Meeker over to Mesa, up above Mesa, and tied them to this tree. I don't know how long they left them there, but they were rescued from that tree.
Mm-hmm. That's the story that I had heard. Now, did the Kilburns homestead this property?
I don't believe that they did, but I don't know who had owned it before them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe, though, that they did homestead it. It was more than just a little one-room log cabin. There were several rooms and an upstairs to it. It was more than what we think of as just a little mountain cabin.
How long did you live there?
Well, my husband only lived 2 years. Years.
And we
spent 1 year in Arizona, so I was only up there just a little over 1 year.
Have you been back to see that tree many times?
I took my grandchildren up to see it. I thought they would be interested in it. And now the place has, of course, it's been sold, and they have built a very beautiful home up there. And the tree is still standing inside of their big living room window. And I did take the grandchildren up there to see it, and they were quite fascinated with it because their great-grandfather had lived there.
Well, it certainly sounds like it's a tree that should be identified as part of our history in Mesa County.
It seems to me that it should be labeled, that there should be some sign on it.
Mm-hmm.